from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. And listen, man, I'm letting the world know. I'm letting South Florida quiet about this for a long, long time. And then Mario, now in year three, Mario Cristobal has got himself one hell of a team and a guy that talks about it, walks it, talks it every day. Alex Dono, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Good morning, Alex. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hollywood. I'm doing really well, Joe. And even in July, Miami keeps us really busy recruiting. They just landed a very good linebacker last night, 4-star linebacker Gavin Nix. They'll probably be landing a couple more players this week in recruiting. So there's always something going on.
So let's get right into it. So you saw some spring football, and we were out there and got to see it, starting with Cam Ward, a quarterback, which – they look in really good shape with him. He can run. He can throw. He's had success in the Pac-12 out there and put up some good numbers. Starting with him and this team that he has put together, this is the highest expectations I've had for a UM football team in a couple of decades. How about that? How about for you?
Yeah, somebody just asked me the other day if this team is better, obviously on paper because they haven't played a game yet, but if this team looks better than, the 2017 team that won 10 games. And absolutely, it looks better. I mean, that team in 2017, the wheels came off at the end of the season that year, of course, but they were really good for a while, but they were punching above their weight that year, Joe, and they had some, kind of miraculous finishes and victories, like the one against Florida State, which obviously was great. That broke the losing streak again against them. They had a big final play against Georgia Tech that year. Whereas this team looks legitimate at almost every position group. You talked about Cam Ward, and he exceeded my expectations during spring football, Joe. And honestly, before Ward arrived, I didn't really know what to expect because all that I knew, I watched him play a little bit at Washington State, so I knew he was talented. But when it came to his personality, before, I got to be around him a little bit, I didn't know, is he kind of a diva? Because they went through the whole thing about him. Is it going to be the NFL or is it college football? But anything that I may have thought about his personality was completely disproven. He's a hard worker. He's a humble guy. Any assumptions people might have made about his personality, I think were completely wrong. He's here to work. He's been fully professional. Since he's been down here, he's a leader. Every time I talk to one of his teammates, they mention, he has guys over to the house to watch games. He takes the offensive line out to dinner. And he looked really good in spring football. And then, since then, of course, they've added Damian Martinez through the transfer portal, who was one of the top running backs in the country the last couple of years at Oregon State. They added Sam Brown, the receiver from Houston, who put up big numbers. And key with Brown is he's played with Sam with Shannon Dawson before, played under Shannon Dawson to Houston. So he already knows the offense. Added some guys on the defensive side of the football, like Tyler Barron and Simeon Barrow, to help really strengthen that defensive line. And so, when we head into this coming season, obviously we've learned covering Miami for the last 20 plus years, you got to see it to believe it. That's first of all, they have to actually prove that they're as good as we think that they are. But at the same time, Joe, on paper, I think the only position group that's a bit of a question mark would be the defensive secondary, because they're going to have some inexperienced guys who have to step up there. They've got a couple of experienced guys like Daryl Porter at cornerback, who had a great year last year. Mish Powell from Washington, who was a starter every game on the national runners-up last year with the Huskies. But then you're going to need some young guys like Damari Brown, Jaden Harris, Marquise Williams, maybe Robert Stafford, Jadis Richard. Some of these guys have to step up who haven't done it before on the defensive secondary. Yeah. So that's kind of the one position group where you say there are some question marks there.
So I want to ask you this other topic. So look, I get the transfer portal, and Mario needs to win right now in the transfer portal. Everybody's hitting it hard. It's gotten expensive, but you do it. And I think he's upgraded the team with some of the guys he got, especially defensive tackle, running back, and quarterback, as you've already said. But listen, man, you're doing all this recruiting for these classes. We need to see some of those guys from this 2024 class. Now, some of them are going to be on campus and putting on a uniform for the first time here next month or this month. Those guys need to come in, and we need to have some of them play. Like, I haven't seen Justin Scott yet. All I know, he's one of the top recruits. His ass needs to play. Like, we need to find him some rotation. He needs to get sweaty, not in warm-ups, but in the game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. And I would think that just based on the way Mario's recruited for the last couple of cycles, because he's had two full recruiting classes now, 2023 and 2024, I would think that the next couple of off seasons you would rely a little bit less on the transfer portal. I understand why they've had to use it, and why you would want to use it this off season. Because, you know, a lot of these 2023s and, of course, the 2024s who are going to be true freshmen are not really ready to carry a team yet. So you would need to find some leaders and elder statesmen and proven players. And I would never, you'd never want to abandon the transfer portal. You don't want to be Dabo Sweeney.
Nope,
you don't want to go
full
Dabo. But I think over the next couple of off seasons, once these 2023 recruits who are going to be second-year guys this year, once they get into their third and fourth year and the 2024s get a little bit more experience, you wouldn't need to go into the portal as much, because I definitely agree with you, Joe. And there's, you know, obviously last year we saw a handful of the 2023s who were freshmen last year play big roles. I mean, a favorite of yours and mine, Reuben Bain, played great last season.
Now we know what right tackle kills people.
He's
going to be a big time player. Yes.
Mark Fletcher, running back. And
great
then
player.
I think for this year, I would expect to see quite a bit of Elijah Lofton, the freshman tight end, because you can plug him in
everywhere.
At multiple spots.
Yep.
You can plug him in anywhere you want to. I think we're going to see some of the young wide receivers. I don't think they're going to have to play a whole lot because you've got some experienced receivers, but I think you're going to see guys like JoJo Trader and Nykar get on the field. Maybe Chance Robinson. I just haven't seen him yet because
right.
He arrived in the summer. The other guys were here for the spring. And then there's some guys on defense as well. This Bobby Pruitt, the linebacker out of Alabama, he you wouldn't know he's a freshman to either watch him or talk to him. He, you know, carries himself on and off the field like a sophomore or a junior. I think he's going to get on the field some. Cole McConathy is another one. And then you bring up Justin Scott. And so him, like, I would imagine, Joe, just based on how good he was coming out of high school, again, he just arrived at Miami in June, so I haven't watched him practice yet, but I would imagine Justin Scott, who was one of the top three or four defensive tackles in the entire country, that he would be, I think, physically and mentally mature enough to get on the field right away. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do this year.
Alex, I am a big Chaminade fan, and so I just start with that. I think Coach does a great job there. They've got some really good players. They've won damn near one national championship or been one of the two or three best teams in the country the last couple of years. Nothing against my good friends down in Miami Central, but that team has been loaded. But Joshua Trader needs to play.
Yeah.
I watch that guy do stuff, and I'm going, that guy was just in high school, and some of the routes he's running, he looks like an NFL. Like, I always look to see how they set up routes and run, and he's breaking open, and I just – it. He played on a really good team, and they played against everybody. And so, and the other guy, this is Saquon Patterson. You didn't mention his team. I think he is really, really good. I don't know how long you're going to hold him on the bench either. It's just he plays. He's going to be ready to go. That guy acts like he's in the NFL.
Yeah, and they were both here for spring football. They enrolled early, and both did really well, Joe. And I'm glad you brought up Zaquan Patterson, because shame on me for not bringing up his name a couple minutes ago, because he was always making plays in practice, Joe. And I noticed with Zaquan, he's got a bit of like an extra spark and aggression on the field, which is always nice to see from a freshman. And yeah, when I talk about that defensive secondary being inexperienced, and he's part of that, of course, he hasn't played at the college level. Calling them inexperienced and calling that group a question mark doesn't mean they can't be really good. We just need to see guys.
No, they got
to
play so they can get better. Yeah, I agree. They got to
play, and they've got to show us something that first year. And Zaquan may be one of those guys. And then with JoJo Trader, who you mentioned, just a really polished receiver. You could tell the guys from Chaminade are well coached. I'll say that right off the bat, and that's on both sides of the football, because he's not only really quick, really good route runner. But, Joe, I've seen Trader going back to his high school days, saw some of it on the practice field in spring at Miami. He one-handed grabs like this. He's catching everything. You just throw the football in his direction, he's going to find a way to come down with it. He's that good.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about two more guys that we haven't seen. What's the word? I don't know what it is, but I know he was one hell of a player in Dade County, Armando Blunt out of Central, who, by the way, was going to Florida State and flipped at the last second there. What's the word on him? He was such a great pass rusher out of Central. How do they feel about him coming in? You know the word on him right now? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I do. So he did enroll early, but he didn't participate fully in spring football because he was nursing some kind of an injury. But I had a chance to, it was probably about a month ago, to interview Armando, and it seems like he's physically doing fine now. And he's been working out like crazy, Joe. He's one of these guys. Reuben Bain does some of these as well. You know, these guys have like scheduled workouts as part of the off-season program, but a lot of these guys are doing off-schedule workouts as well because they want to be in the best shape possible. Armando is one of these guys who sometimes will do these like midnight workouts and midnight runs. Like, he never stops, and he seems excited to get on the field and play. And again, like, I didn't get to really watch him in spring because he was limited. He wasn't practicing, but he's one of those guys where I've heard good feedback from me from the off-season workouts with Armando. And, you know, the only thing with him is, if it does take him maybe an extra year to burst on the scene, I don't know if it will or won't. Maybe he is ready fully this coming season. Yeah. But you could forgive him if it takes him an extra year, because he graduated high school a year early, Joe, a year and a half early. He was a junior, reclassified. I think he may have just turned 17, but he was 16 years old when he arrived at Miami for spring football. So he's not only was he an early enrollee, he was like a double early enrollee because he graduated a year and a half early. So you wouldn't know it to look at him because he's a big dude, around 300 pounds, but if it does take him a little extra time to kind of burst on the scene, we can excuse it because he is so young.
So one last guy I'll leave you with, just to try to get everybody lathered up here a little bit this morning. So I talked to Troy Drayton a couple of times, who coaches at St. Thomas Aquinas. Jordan Lyle, man.
Oh,
They rave about this guy who was going to Ohio State and changed his mind and flipped. What have you heard about him, man? You're looking, I know a lot of the running backs left. A bunch of guys took off. I know they've added some more guys, but boy, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he looks like.
Yeah, so with Lyle, I haven't seen him, at least not since he left St. Thomas, but there are a handful of guys that you hear some feedback from on how they're doing in the off-season workouts, and he's usually one of the first names that comes up, Joe. That Lyle, maybe he could be this year's version of what Mark Fletcher was last year as a true freshman. That Lyle, he's a well-rounded back, and he's big for an incoming freshman. And whenever I think about Jordan Lyle, I think about a conversation I had about 3 or 4 months ago with legendary former Miami running backs coach Don Solinger. And Don has spent some time with Lyle, and he's had a chance, of course, to watch him play. And Solinger just raves about Lyle. Like, he thinks this is the back Miami needed to get in this cycle. He was so happy that Lyle became a Hurricane. So this is someone I think we could see a little bit of this season. But it's going to be interesting, Joe, with running back. Is Miami – so, assuming everybody's healthy, of course, which has been a challenge for Miami. But
that running back room,
it's if Lyle's going to have to beat some guys for snaps because you've got Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher at the top.
You got Fletcher. You know, is his foot okay? Is Fletch back? Do we know? Is he 100%?
I hope so. Yeah. He talks like he's going to be 100%, whether that be for the first game or not. I think we're going to see him play at some point early in the year. So if he's healthy, you've got Martinez, you've got Fletcher, you've got A.J. Allen, Chris Johnson, and then you've got Lyle and Chris Wheatley Humphrey, the two freshmen coming in. So there's going to be only one football for five or six running backs who all look pretty good.
Hey, it's great talking with you, man, just a little bit. So you feel good, right? Are you with me, or are you going, Joe, you're exaggerating how good this team is, or how do you feel overall before I let you go?
I feel about as good as I could feel in July, Joe, in terms of looking at an ACC that seems pretty open this year because FSU lost a lot of guys, not saying they won't be good, but they lost a lot of important players for last year. Clemson, their offense, I don't think is going to be very good, and Dabo doesn't take transfers. And so I look at Miami's talented roster and I say there's no reason why they can't compete for a conference championship. Well, so I feel pretty good.
I got to tell you, man, and I know it's not an ACC game, but going to Florida, you need to get off to a good start. You got to win that game. That guy's getting real close to getting fired up there. You got to take those guys down, right? I mean, that's
it. Also, if you take them down, and if Florida has a bad start to the year, it becomes open season on their recruits as well because they've landed.
Look at you, went right to recruiting. Yeah. You're beautiful.
They've landed a couple players like this wide receiver Joshua Moore, who verbally committed to Florida, who Miami wants. You know, if the seat gets hot for Billy, all of a sudden their recruits become available again.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, man, great having you. I went way too long, but I really appreciate you coming on as always, Alex. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Alex Dono, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC. We got to take a quick break. All right, Joe, before we get back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To it here, I want to thank Alex Dono for joining us and let people know our football coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Joe, we'll switch it back to you.
Yeah, thank you. So Alex Donald does this, for a living. Does a great job, by the way. Took over the Locked On Canes podcast, And listen, the guy works hard at it, and I think Alex is a really talented guy. I love him as a radio talk show host. I really do. Well-rounded and got a great personality. But he didn't want to go all in on the team.
It's almost like the Dolphins, though, right?
I got to see it. So that was the thing with the Dolphins, too. It's like, I know we have a good team, but what do you think?
It's a good time of year to be positive, right?
So
if you're ever going to be positive about it, you got to do it now in July.
So everybody asked me, and look, if you go by me, you might as well ask your neighbor who doesn't even follow the team what they think of it, because they're probably going to have just as good an opinion as I do. And so I tell everybody, they got a really good team. And they go, well, what do you think? I go, well, we're going to find out, but they can win a lot of those games. They can. I know nobody wants to hear about injury. Hell, nobody wants to hear about the Heat injuries. No, nobody wants to hear about the Panthers being banged up last year against Las Vegas, right? No, you win or you lose. That's all that matters. It doesn't say anything. So I understand it. And yeah, we got to have some guys play better. And at the end of the year, and hopefully, you know, they will be healthy enough to make a run or deep enough, and they have some backups that can fill in and where they don't, you know, lose a lot of production. And that's what they tried to fill in with. But listen, man, I just look at the Mario thing, and if he does lose some, man, you've got a lot of young guys. And young green guys, either true freshmen or guys coming back for their second year, man, there is just nothing but screaming upside for those guys. Now, the guys that went to spring football are now, obviously, because they've had the pads on, they're going to be ahead. They're going to be ahead of the guys that haven't. But they've got some guys coming in that are big-time players that, first of all, some of the private schools, you can't graduate early if you're not aware of that. Because, well, why didn't they all come? Well, some of them can't. There are rules and regulations that some can't. You can't. You got to finish it out. That's just a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a private school thing, but I'm not sure. I don't think you can graduate early at St. Thomas and American Heritage Plantation. I'm not sure if you can graduate early either and report to college. Somebody out there will know the rule on that, but I think that's accurate. But Justin Scott, look at, you got a big timer. Everybody wanted. Play his ass. Get him in there. Let him get his feet wet. Camp's going to be spring and summer camp for him to get ready to go and get some playing. That, by the way, it doesn't mean you play against the Gators, playing against a good team right off the, you know, the bat, but get him ready to go. Doesn't do any good to have two really good recruiting classes, two of the best in the country, and not seeing a lot of those guys playing. More guys than last year for that class to join Reuben Bain and the rest of those guys, and Maui Noah at right tackle, and all the Fletcher, and there's a bunch of guys that ended up playing last year. You got to have some of the guys from this class got to step in there and play as well.
Joe, when you look at the Hurricanes' schedule, it's very likely that they're going to start off 4-0, right? I think they'll beat Gators. I do think they'll beat the Gators.
Is that game in Gainesville?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
But I do think they'll beat the Gators.
All right, calm down.
The Gators are projected of like 4.5 wins, I think, is their over-under on the season. Either way, then you got Florida A&M, you got Ball State, and you got South Florida. So they should theoretically start 4-0, right?
Yes.
And that's where you get into this thing that you're talking about of getting, you know, roped in and, you know, expectations.
That's not the part I'm talking about.
Because then you got Virginia Tech.
Yes.
And those are the games that you have lost for the better part of a decade.
Georgia
here.
Tech?
Yeah.
You got to. Georgia Tech end up having a good year, but
at Louisville,
got to win those games.
Florida State on the schedule. You got Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse. I mean, they should theoretically be able to win all of those games. They're going to be favored, you would think, in every single game this season, maybe with the exception of Florida State.
I'm not saying you just show up and you go, we're the Miami Hurricanes like they used to, and you're up 10-0 right off the bat. Like, literally, you finish stretching and you realize you're up 10-0 because your guys are looking at their guys and are going, holy crap, that team's a bunch of NFL players. Those days are done. But if you show up and you're ready to go and you don't look flat and you don't come out and turn the friggin' ball over early, like three times, yeah, you're going to have a chance.
But it's, can you beat the Virginia Techs of the world, Louisville and Wake Forest and Georgia Tech? Those are the teams. I assume Cal is terrible.
I'd have to
defer to you on that one.
Woody, you can go through the ACC. They've lost to all of them. Duke, they've lost.
I know.
So you got to win those games. Yes.
You got to start winning. Those are the middling ACC teams. And by the way, you want to talk, someone already texted in, what's the status of the ACC? Are we getting out?
No.
That's not going to happen anytime soon, I wouldn't think, right?
Miami has...
FSU's on their way to the Supreme Court or something, so...
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Miami will be the great follower if Clemson
yes.
and Florida State break out of this, because North Carolina will probably... Somebody told me North Carolina could be the most popular school of all of them if it opens up. Like, that could be like everybody going, actually, nothing against the rest of you guys. I like North Carolina the most.
Well, it's arguably the best basketball program in the country, right?
Yeah, but they've
done
a nice
job. Football has come along as well. I know it's a nice campus and all that.
Man, you got to win the games, right? You've
got to go on the road and beat Louisville, right? Like, those are the games that have tripped you up.
I want those guys to be confident when they come out, but I want them to realize it's not Ray Lewis and Warren Sapp and all those great players running out on the field. And I just, like, nobody fears you is what I'm saying. There was a time when they ran out and you were stretching and they came over and said something to you and they were up 14-0. Like, Kane's like, oh, my God, that guy, oh, God, scouting report, look how big he is. Oh, my God, look how he's acting. And then they backed it up. Those days are done. Don't come out like you need to play. You can't put on automatic. You need to play your best every week. You can't be flat. No more Canes being flat and still beating people. Or finding a way to win even back then when they had a couple of those games and somebody had to make a play late in the game and you just had great players that made individual plays that could win. But I'm excited about this team, man. I hope they're all tired of friggin' 7-6 and 6-7 and 8-5 and ready to go.
So that was way too good, by the way. Way too good to finish with one of those records. I don't know what people think is like a success or a failure of a season. Like, I don't know where people set the bar now.
And Mario has gone out
to end up in one of those bowl games.
Two of the best recruiting classes they have had in God knows how long. God knows how long it's been since they've had back-to-back recruiting classes. And by the way, you see all the schools, like I just reading last night on the 2025 class, they're beating all the big guys out on some of these guys. I'm not saying they're not getting their share, but this guy decided he's, you know, over another. They're doing great. And Mario has cracked into some schools that we haven't been able to get into in a long, long time. We haven't. There's four or five schools down here. You have to recruit and you have to have success. You can't go in and get the secondary players and you don't take the 3-star. Maybe we'll get you the 4 or 5-star next year. You go in and you go after the best guys. And they've been able to do a really good job of recruiting. Now we got to do a good job on the field.
Here you go, Joe. Here are a couple expectations texts. 786 says ACC champs. Another 305 says got to be top 12 in the playoff.
Yes. Yes.
It's a major step to take, man.
12, not 4.
Talking about going from the Yankee Bowl to the playoff, like that is a big step, and that's, I feel like, why fans get let down, because the expectations are sometimes not realistic.
Well, you would admit if they play well, they got a chance to win every game on their schedule.
Yes, they do.
Now,
but with that being said, they have not won those games for.
I know they haven't.
Long ass time.
They haven't
in
decades.
Man.
They haven't run through everything. Hell, like we just heard, and it's true. You go back to Mark's team. Mark started 10-0, and they lose their last three games.
And also,
it just almost took away from the 10 wins because you lose 3 in a row, including that.
I think another thing that people don't take into
lost
account.
To Wisconsin.
You named all those great Canes players of years past, right?
They haven't helped.
All right. I think that there's a lot more parity in college football right now. These ACC teams, they're hitting the transfer portal.
More than
getting
ever.
Getting talented guys.
Yep.
Look at North Carolina. A really good example. They've been really good. Right? I mean, like, these teams are all competitive now. It's not like Miami's just, you know, going to be head and shoulders above them as far as talent goes.
But you also know if they get sloppy and they turn it over and give up big plays on broken coverages and stuff like that, you also know they can lose any one of these games in ACC because that's what's happened. But, my God, you look at that talent. You look at that talent, and I know some of it's 18. I know some of it's 19. Hell, apparently one of them 17, but they got a lot of guys. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break.
That month of November, by the way, is real kind, right? Duke at home, Georgia Tech on the road, Wake Forest at home, and then Syracuse. Finish the season on the road at Syracuse. Okay.
But you got to take
that's friendly there, man. If you survive that Florida State thing,
got to take care of those. Got to have it. Yes.
How bad is Cal, by the way? Just so it's for scouting purposes.
So our safety, who I spent time with the other day, told me they're pretty good. Now, I don't know what that means.
By Cal standards or, like, by normal people's standards?
They hung around there in the last year, had some tight ball games, lost some of them, won some of them. But he thinks they'll be okay in the ACC. I think it's going to be one of their tough.
Is that going to be an emotional game for you?
I think it's going to be really tough on Miami going out there because you got to smell that Memorial Stadium, the smell of, you know, they got Marijuana Hill,
the
right?
Drugs, yeah.
It's called Marijuana Hill.
No, right above. Is that really what it's called?
No, it's called Marijuana Hill. So all the, used to what we call them all. So everybody goes up there for the free tickets and smokes.
Gotcha.
And that smell makes its way down when it's, it's terrible. And it's not even good pot. It's the cheap stuff. It's not.
Texter here says, as a Gator fan, four wins might be a good season for us. Well, the Gators fell off a cliff, huh?
He's on a hot seat.
I'd say.
He's on a hot seat.
They don't like him over there.
I got to tell you, the guy that should never stop scaring you is the guy at Florida State. He has done one good effing job. Hey, right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. It comes up all the time, man. Where do the pros go when they get injured? Somebody I care about's injured. I'm injured. Well, listen, where do the pros go? That's easy. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust the great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, especially their sports medicine program, one of the tops in the country, led by Dr. Reby, kind of the lead dog. I can't talk about all of them because we got a ton of specialists for every part of the body, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle. We got hand specialists. We got back specialists. We got hip and knee replacement specialists now, and I'm going to take it a step further. We got doctors that do nothing but Achilles. The Achilles, if you popped one, you're going, yeah, it happened to me. Well, we got doctors and a lot of them to take care of it. They've been handpicked to come in here and work in one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, now called Baptist Health South Florida. I've got some locations for you. The next time you have an injury, it's not just high school, college, and professional athletes. It's for all of us to use. And you can see those same doctors that work on those high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, three operations down there. But now we got other ones too for you. You can go to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility. We got one there. And Broward, 595 in Pine Island Implantation. The pineapple is alive and well. Never been better. The next time you have an injury, you don't have to call me. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports team and individual sports you love the most. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, the championship kind of got me straightened out again. It just kind of like, okay, it friggin' happened, and I was sitting there looking like, and I was, you know, I'm drinking cold beer, and I'm like, man, I can't believe it. The parade and everybody celebrating, and it's crazy weather, didn't matter, and I was just thinking, they friggin' did it, man. They really won the whole thing. And you know, I know they got to the finals. We've had a lot of teams get to the finals and come up a little short. Hell, I was on two of those. And I was like, but they did it. And I just saw a great example was yesterday of how everybody looks at them. For the casual fan, a lot of people went, oh, my God, they lost all these guys. And they started naming them like Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Lomberg, they lost Lomberg. Everybody loves Lomberg. Lomberg stole the show on TV. He took time for everybody, every fan, every media member. Like you want to go over and hug, like, hey, Ryan, can I hang out with you when you're done here today? You got to, he's shaking hands, he's chugging beers, he's calling everybody bro, and it was just, so all those guys, the backup, Stolarz, whose backup goalie, had a great year, by the way. Great regular season as a backup. I think he had the highest save percentage in the NHL. I think he was at the top. Anyway, they're all gone. So a couple of those guys, by the way, on their way to Toronto. Brandon Montour got $50 million to go to Seattle. So everybody's going, oh, my God, we lost all these guys. Because you know them now. You know their names and, like, you know, like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And I go, I got great news. They saved the most important name, Reinhardt, Sam Reinhardt. They saved him. That was the one. You talk about keeping the core together, top couple of lines, and they're able to do most of it. Bill Zito's got limited amount of money, GM, and there's nobody I trust more right now than Bill Zito, that he's going to find guys to fit that system. They're going to want to come down here with a chance on the cheap to win a championship. I heard Calais Campbell say this. I think Calais means it. I think he's a great leader, by the way, knowing Calais for a long time. Calais Campbell said, one of the reasons I came here at the end of my career on the cheap, besides I want to live down here, told me a few years back he wanted to end up, he and his wife end up here in South Florida, where he went to college, is he thinks his team's got a chance to go all the way, and he wants to be here and be part of it and obviously play. And I think the Panthers are going to be able to get some guys, but they're going to have to be on the cheap, man, because you spent a lot of money. This guy, boy, it's like a broken record, isn't it, Woody, between the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins on this cap. You spend so much money, then you got to fill out your roster. And like the Heat, like the Miami Dolphins, who, like, all right, Jordan Poyer, you've been a really good player for Buffalo. You're 34 now. He came down here. They live down here. And Jordan Poyer, I believe, lived down here for a while. He came down on the cheap. And we had some guys that signed contracts to come here on the cheap. Calais Campbell. You think you would have got Jordan Poyer or Calais Campbell 5 years ago or 4 years ago for minimum wage? No way. So, anyway, there are going to be a lot of guys in the NHL going to look at money being close, and between no state taxes and a chance to win a championship, are going to want to come here and play. And Bill Zito will get Paul Maurice exactly the players he needs that will fit in with that great chemistry that they had last year. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, yeah, man, I was just I guess I've been kind of positive, but today that championship just kind of opened the doors, man, to now see how good you can be with University of Miami and how good can you be with the Miami Dolphins. They're up next. They're up next with see what's going to happen. So anyway.
Boy, they better make something happen, dude. So something's got to give with that team.
Somebody very close to the team, because I can't say anything because they get mad at me. Like the writers do stuff, nobody gets mad. He said, Joe, we need to win this year.
We're not getting any younger.
Correct. Like this group needs to get it done this year.
I don't even know what get it done means anymore.
Get it done? Not losing the first round of the playoffs. How about that?
Get it done. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, and I'm glad. That's a great point. Win the AFC East, number one.
God, the bar is so low for that team.
Win the AFC East, number one.
That's not going to be easy.
Don't be afraid to have one of the top records and maybe get a second game at home.
Mm. You're being piggish now.
No, that's what happens when you win your division. You have a good record.
Well, they had a pretty good look at it last year.
I know. I'm aware of what happened. Okay, I got Josh and Lamar and Patrick. That's all you got to say, right? You just say those three names.
Yeah, good thing all three of those guys are retired, so should be an easy path to victory here.
You got Buffalo twice. You have We had Mahomes twice last year. We don't have that. We had a chance to tie that game up late. A legit.
Which one, the regular season one?
The one in Germany.
Whatever.
No, whatever. All right, I know we lost. Okay, to your point, we lost. All right. We got to go to break. 9 o'clock hour's coming up, man. I know I'm not an attorney for any firm, but I do know one thing. And, yes, they're good friends of mine. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you talk about people, you have to say, yeah, I really like them and I respect the hell out of them. Cohen and Judah. Yep. Boy, there's a lot of unhappy clients out there, and I want to talk to you about broken promises. You've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that said all the right things. You went, I'm in on you guys. I love it. And look at this attorney and that person. Look what we've done. Oh, boy. Then all of a sudden, you can't get a hold of them. You haven't heard anything for a while. Hey, you know what? My injury's kind of important to me. When is it going to be taken care of? And they seem to like, we'll have somebody get back to you soon. Listen, if you're not happy with the treatment you're getting right now, you can always make a change. Call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. They'll do it. Harvey and Gary, been doing it for more than 33 years. And I got to tell you, Harvey said something to me. So Harvey's my guy now. Matter of fact, Harvey and I are about ready to go have a couple of drinks together. I love the guy. He's passionate, really good at what he does, and he loves the teams I love. So we have a lot in common. 33 years in plantation, work in South Florida, great results, excellent client reviews for you, trial lawyers, and they're going to do a good job. And as Harvey always tells me, just tell them to go to CohenandJudah.com. That's all they need. Find out not only good friends, but work their butts off to take good care of you and get you what you deserve. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. And I want to let you know, the names on the law firm will handle your case personally, start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. Yes, they have some pit bull in them. The communication skills, and when Harvey tells me, yeah, some of my clients call me on the weekend, they want to know. They're sitting at home going, hey, what's going on? Can you give me the latest? You know, it's amazing. Communication really works, even when it comes to law firms. The guys I trust the most, and I hope you'll trust too, if you're not happy where you are, do your homework and go to CohenandJudah.com and learn more. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, the championship kind of just kind of got me straightened out again. It just kind of like, okay, it friggin' happened, and I was sitting there looking like, and I was, I'm drinking cold beer, and I'm like, man, I can't believe it. The parade and everybody celebrating, and it's crazy weather, didn't matter. And I was just thinking, they friggin' did it, man. They really won the whole thing. And I know they got to the finals. We've had a lot of teams get to the finals and come up a little short. Hell, I was on two of those. And I was like, but they did it. And I just saw a great example was yesterday of how everybody looks at them. For the casual fan, a lot of people went, oh, my God, they lost all these guys. And they started naming them like Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Lomberg, they lost Lomberg. Everybody loves Lomberg. Lomberg stole the show on TV. He took time for everybody, every fan, every media member. Like you want to go over and hug, like, hey, Ryan, can I hang out with you when you're done here today? You got to, he's shaking hands, he's chugging beers, he's calling everybody bro, and it was just, so all those guys, the backup, Stolarz, who's backup goalie, had a great year, by the way. Great regular season as a backup. I think he had the highest save percentage in the NHL. I think he was at the top. Anyway, they're all gone. So a couple of those guys, by the way, on their way to Toronto. Brandon Montour got $50 million to go to Seattle. So everybody's going, oh, my God, we lost all these guys. Because you know them now. You know their names and, like, you know, like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And I go, I got great news. They saved the most important name, Reinhardt, Sam Reinhardt. They saved him. That was the one. You talk about keeping the core together, top couple of lines, and they were able to do most of it. Bill Zito's got limited amount of money, GM, and there's nobody I trust more right now than Bill Zito. That he's going to find guys to fit that system. They're going to want to come down here with a chance on the cheap to win a championship. I heard Calais Campbell say this. I think Calais means it. I think he's a great leader, by the way, knowing Calais for a long time. Calais Campbell said, one of the reasons I came here at the end of my career on the cheap, besides I want to live down here, he told me a few years back he wanted to end up, he and his wife end up here in South Florida where he went to college. Is he thinks his team's got a chance to go all the way, and he wants to be here and be part of it, and obviously play. And I think the Panthers are going to be able to get some guys, but they're going to have to be on the cheap, man, because you spent a lot of money. This guy, boy, it's like a broken record, isn't it, Woody? Between the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins on this cap, you spend so much money, then you got to fill out your roster, and like the Heat, like the Miami Dolphins, who like, all right, Jordan Poyer, you've been a really good player for Buffalo. You're 34 now. He came down here. They live down here. And Jordan Poyer, I believe, lived down here for a while. He came down on the cheap. And we had some guys that signed contracts to come here on the cheap. Calais Campbell. You think you would have got Jordan Poyer or Calais Campbell 5 years ago or 4 years ago for minimum wage? No way. So, anyway, there are going to be a lot of guys in the NHL going to look at money being close, and between no state taxes and a chance to win a championship, are going to want to come here and play. And Bill Zito will get Paul Maurice exactly the players he needs that will fit in with that great chemistry that they had last year. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, yeah, man, I was just I guess I've been kind of positive, but today that championship just kind of opened the doors, man, to now let's see how good you can be with University of Miami and how good can you be with the Miami Dolphins. They're up next. They're up next with see what's going to happen. So anyway.
Well, they better make something happen, dude. So something's got to give with that team.
Somebody very close to the team, because I can't say anything because they get mad at me. Like the writers do stuff, nobody gets mad. He said, Joe, we need to win this year.
We're not getting any younger.
Correct. Like this group needs to get it done this year.
I don't even know what get it done means anymore.
Get it done? Not losing the first round of the playoffs. How about that?
Get it done. I don't even know what that means.
Okay, and I'm glad. That's a great point. Win the AFC East, number one.
God, the bar is so low for that team.
Win the AFC East, number one.
That's not going to be easy.
Don't be afraid to have one of the top records and maybe get a second game at home.
Mm. You're being piggish now.
No, that's what happens when you win your division. You have a good record.
Well, they had a pretty good look at it last year.
I know. I'm aware of what happened, okay? I got Josh and Lamar and Patrick. That's all you got to say, right? You just say those three names?
You know, good thing all three of those guys are retired. So should be an easy path to victory here.
You got Buffalo twice. You have We had Mahomes twice last year. We don't have that. We had a chance to tie that game up late. A legit.
Which one, the regular season one?
The one in Germany.
Whatever.
No, whatever. All right, I know we lost. Okay, to your point, we lost. All right. We got to go to break. 9 o'clock hour's coming up, man. I know I'm not an attorney for any firm, but I do know one thing. And, yes, they're good friends of mine. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you talk about PB, you have to say, yeah, I really like him and I respect the hell out of him. Cohen and Judah. Yep. Boy, there's a lot of unhappy clients out there, and I want to talk to you about broken promises. You've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that said all the right things. You went, I'm in on you guys. I love it. And look at this attorney and that person. Look what we've done. Oh, boy. Then all of a sudden, you can't get a hold of them. You haven't heard anything for a while. Hey, you know what? My injury's kind of important to me. When is it going to be taken care of? And they seem to like, oh, we'll have somebody get back to you soon. Listen, if you're not happy with the treatment you're getting right now, you can always make a change. Call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. They'll do it. Harvey and Gary been doing it for more than 33 years. And I got to tell you, Harvey said something to me. So Harvey's my guy now. Matter of fact, Harvey and I are about ready to go have a couple of drinks together. I love the guy. He's passionate, really good at what he does, and he loves the teams I love. So we have a lot in common. 33 years in plantation, work in South Florida, great results, excellent client reviews for you, trial lawyers, and they're going to do a good job. And as Harvey always tells me, just tell them to go to CohenandJudah.com. That's all they need. Find out not only good friends, but work their butts off to take good care of you and get you what you deserve. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. And I want to let you know, the names on the law firm will handle your case personally, start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. Yes, they have some pit bull in them, the communication skills. And when Harvey tells me, yeah, some of my clients call me on the weekend, they want to know. They're sitting at home going, hey, what's going on? Can you give me the latest? You know, it's amazing. Communication really works, even when it comes to law firms. The guys I trust the most, and I hope you'll trust too, if you're not happy where you are, do your homework and go to CohenandJudah.com and learn more.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.